State experts say that if the automatic federal cuts kick in, Texas's budget would lose about $334 million this year. About half of that would be a reduction in education money. The Texas Education Agency says most of the funding cuts would begin in July. The TEA's Deanna Culberson says Title I funding for special education would probably suffer the most.
When we talk about cuts to special ed, we could be looking at cuts to therapists, things like special tutoring or some type of service that assists them with their disability.
The White House analysis says the jobs of some 930 teachers and aides in the special ed program would be at risk, and some 172,000 fewer students would be served. Head Start money for thousands of additional Texas children would also disappear. Federal dollars for vaccinations, substance abuse programs, and natural disaster response would drop. Wait times at airports and border crossings would increase because work hours would be reduced for federal employees. According to the analysis, Texas would be among the states most severely affected by Defense Department cuts that would furlough some 52,000 civilians in this state and slash funding at military bases, including Fort Hood.
This is going to impact our military residents.
Jason Furman, the president's assistant for economic policy, briefed reporters during a conference call.
We've had defense contractors up here at the White House and tried to make it clear how hard we're working to avert the very large cuts that they would face.
The White House singled out Lockheed Martin's Joint Strike Fighter built in Fort Worth, saying the Navy would reduce procurement of the plane. Lockheed, with over 14,000 employees in Fort Worth, says it's unsure exactly how sequestration will affect workers and the project. But in a statement, Lockheed said, until sequestration is permanently eliminated, investment in plants, equipment, people, and research will be affected. Shelley Koffler, KERA News.